It is not what the opinion polls say. It is not what the surveys say. Truth is whatever God says something is.
Dr. Tony Evans says it's time we stop dreaming up our own versions of reality.
If you want absolute truth, it must come from an absolute source. Everything else is guesswork.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Most people would say they value the truth, but fewer and fewer people these days agree on what it is. Today, Dr. Evans will tell the story of a man who struggled with the very concept of truth and put that question to Jesus face to face. Let's join him.
The one thing that ought to mark the Christian and the Church of Jesus Christ is that they are people of the truth. They are people who take the concept of truth seriously. Jesus says in John 8:32, "And you shall know the truth." Amen. So truth is something that exists. There is a thing called truth. It's not a made-up concept or made-up word. We use the word all the time, even though people define it differently. Truth exists. Jesus says, "I came to bring witness to the truth." Not only does truth exist, truth that exists is knowable. You shall know the truth. So truth is something that can be learned, understood, or discovered. This absolute standard by which reality is measured does exist, and it is knowable. But here's what you need to know. Truth sits outside of you. It is an objective standard that is absolute in its origin. What I mean by that is truth, the absolute standard by which reality is measured, transcends your emotions. How you feel does not determine whether it's true. Last time I checked, 1 + 1 = 2. If I take 1 and I add 1 to it, I now come up with 2. But let's suppose I'm not feeling two-ish today. Today, my emotions are telling me 1 + 1 = 3. I am sure if you are in your right mind, you're going to tell me I done lost mine. Because you're going to tell me that regardless of how I feel, my feelings are wrong because it didn't adjust to the truth. Truth is deeper than facts. Truth includes facts, but you can have facts and not know the truth. Now, let's say I have a headache and I go to the drugstore and I get some extra strength Tylenol because I have a headache. I feel it. I know when my head is hurting. So I go and I take the extra strength Tylenol. I take 2 tablets. I feel a little better for a while, but then my headache comes back with a vengeance. I go back again because I want something stronger. Because I know that the fact is, you can't tell me I don't have a headache. It's real. My head hurts. This thing won't go away. I've taken all the aspirin. I've done everything I've been told. So I go to the doctor. And he does an examination of my head. And he says, "You have a tumor. You have a brain tumor." I was treating a fact without knowing the truth. The fact is my head was hurting, but I didn't know the truth that it was a tumor. So guess what? I was using medicine not designed to deal with the truth. I was just having medicine to deal with the facts. So if you have the facts, but you don't know the truth, you can't get to the resolution of the problem. Amen. One of the problems today is people are going to school and getting educated with facts, but not being told the truth. Amen. And that's where everybody's getting confused, because the facts are real. And if the facts are real, you assume because if the facts are real, that it must be also the truth. The truth has to originate from an originating source. in order to determine it's the truth. Not just because it is factually correct. So when people have facts but don't want the truth, they'll switch on you. Reminds me of my father. One day my father went to this doctor who was treating him for something. I don't remember what it was, but he was treating him for something, and my father did not like the prescription. He didn't like what the doctor was telling him about whatever that problem was. I said, "Dad, what did you do?" He looked at me and he said, "I changed doctors." So what we got today is people bouncing around. They just bouncing around until they get to somebody who tells them what they want to hear. Because they don't want to know the truth. A fixed standard, an absolute standard by which reality is to be measured. Pilate said, "What is truth?" Now you're going to run into a problem if you decide to take your faith seriously and become a person and people of the truth. Because you're going to run into people who don't buy truth, like the professor who told his class, "Let's start off with my opening philosophical statement. There are no absolutes. You cannot come to a fixed position on anything. There are no absolutes." One of his students raised their hand. He said, "Yes." He said, "Did I understand you, professor, to say there are no absolutes?" The professor said, "Yes." The student said, "But are you absolutely sure?" Because you just postulated an absolute by saying there are none. But if you decide, as every Christian should, to be a person of the truth, why can't you be your own truth? Let me give you a few reasons why you can't be the standard for truth. First of all, you can't be the standard because you, me, us are sinful people. So our truth gets distorted by our own sin. That's why things you thought were real bad before, but they're not quite as bad now, and now they're okay. Because our sinfulness, our contaminated flesh, distorts the truth. Another reason you can't be the standard for truth, I can't be the standard for truth, is because we are finite. We are limited by our humanity. We don't know all things about all subjects. So that's why we learn. We learn because we find out new stuff that we didn't know yesterday. How many times you said in your life, "Oh, I didn't know that." Or even if you didn't say that, you said, "Oh, I didn't understand that." Because you're finite. You're finite. I'm finite. We are limited. So you can't be the truth. There's another reason why you can't be the standard of truth, and no other person can be that either, is because of the schemes of the devil. The doctrine of demons. Demons have a school, and most of humanity is enrolled. Where Satan and the demonic forces trick people with the truth, or with the lies, or with partial truth, in order to deceive. And there's probably not too many people under the sound of my voice who haven't been duped by the devil a time or two. Another reason why you and nobody else you know can be the final arbiter of truth is because of the secularization of the culture. You're living in a world of lies. You and I are being bombarded with lies. They're painted, they're dressed up. But you and I are living in a world of deception. And this secular world has increasingly, as it has drifted from a Judeo-Christian ethic, become a liar's paradise. So you and nobody you know can be the ultimate standard for truth. Because nobody's infinite, nobody is perfect. The devil is deceitful and the culture is contaminated. Jesus says, I have come down to be a witness to the truth, to give testimony to the truth. If you want absolute truth, it must come from an absolute source. If you want perfect truth, it must come from a perfect source. Everything else is guesswork. There is only one perfect source in the universe, God. So if you want to get rid of truth, you got to get rid of God. That's why certain political movements have to keep religion either eradicated or marginalized so that they don't have to deal with God. Because in those systems, they want government to be the arbiter of truth. Even in our own nation, as we shift away from a Judeo-Christian worldview, there is this attack on the freedom of religion. Why? Because religion based in God becomes a problem because it's calling for an absolute standard outside of what people say and think. The Bible declares that God is truth. Psalm 31, verse 5, the God of truth. Isaiah 65, verse 16. Scripture declares that the God of truth cannot lie. Hebrews 6, verse 18. In fact, let me tell you how radical it is. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Hello. Amen. Let God be true and everybody a liar. So here, what that means is when you and anybody you know disagrees with God, y'all wrong. Because it is impossible for God to lie. He can't be wrong because there is nothing in his nature. See, when you know everything about everything, you can't be wrong. When you know past, present, and future, you can't be wrong. When you done made it all, sustain it all, and one day will destroy it all, you can't be wrong.
Dr. Evans will have more to say about that when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
The biblical roles of husbands and wives, the source of our authority as believers, understanding the concept of grace, winning spiritual battles, they're all important subjects but seem as different as night and day. Would it surprise you to know there's a common thread running through all four? You can discover what it is by taking the course on Ephesians in the Tony Evans Training Center. One by one, you'll dig into the powerful themes of this book and make new discoveries about what Jesus' death accomplished, how to maintain unity at home and at church, what spiritual armor is all about. The course includes custom content from Tony, not available anywhere else. Work through it at your own pace. Collaborate with other students. Get your specific questions answered through our online forum. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today, tonyevans.org.
And when you visit our website, be sure to request Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. In it, he explains why the only antidote to the cultural craziness going on around us is to build a healthy, Christ-centered character inside us. You'll discover a blueprint for personal growth that'll not only change the way you live, but influence the people around you. If you contact us right away, we'll send you a copy of Kingdom Values as our way of saying thanks when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station.
Along with it, we'll include all 8 messages in his current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. But this special offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Make your request online when you visit TonyEvans.org or reach out to our Resource Center any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat our contact information for you after Tony brings us the conclusion of today's lesson. Let's join him.
Jesus declared as part of the triune Godhead that he came, John 1:14, full of grace and truth. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth. Notice the article. I'm not a truth, I'm the truth. Amen. I'm not just truth among many. I am the standard by which truth is to be measured. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, the Spirit of truth. John 14, 17, John 15, 26, John 16, 13, over and over again. I've given you the Spirit of truth, not the spirit of this world. So you're not supposed to be checking with the world first. Here's what you need to tell all your young people going to college. You know, we got some kids going to college this year. Here's what you need to tell yourself, and then tell all your kids going to college. You can give them this heads up. You can be smarter than your teachers. David said, I'm smarter than my teachers. Why? Because he started with an absolute standard, so he had a standard to judge what the teachers were saying. The reason why the evolutionary hypothesis is being taught as fact in school is because with evolution, you can get rid of God. You don't have to deal with God when existence happens by chance. See, they have to get rid of God. Truth is whatever God says something is. It is not what the opinion polls say. It is not what the surveys say. I'm tired of surveys. I'm tired of opinion polls. I'm tired of this group says this, this group says that. All that's secondary if God has spoken. Jesus says the triune God, and I have come. Truth is not sourced here. He says, I'm coming from another realm. So truth sits outside of time and space. So truth sits outside of your 5 senses. Truth sits outside because truth comes from a different source. Amen. He says it comes from another realm, Jesus said. And all I've done is come in to validate it in human terms. So your question, my question, on every subject, not just the subject I want to talk about, on every subject is, what has God said on this matter? That becomes the question. What has God said on this matter? And if you ask that on the front end instead of the back end, you'll save yourself a lot of headache. A plane needs a control tower. And the reason the plane needs a control tower is it can't see everything. It's up there with bad weather, with storms, with clouds, with other planes. Can't see everything. So the plane needs something outside of itself to let it know where it's going. You and I need a control tower. Something that is going to guide us through the things we can't see in life. You know, many eons ago, they believed that the earth was flat. You remember that? The earth was flat. They were worried about falling off the earth as the ships went too far. Because they said the earth is flat. Oh, that's what they believe, the earth is flat. Of course, the Bible says the earth is round. The Bible says the circle of the earth. Okay? So if they would have started with the Bible, they wouldn't have been lying to all those kids in school that you're going to fall off the earth. See, man is always playing catch up. You and I don't have to start playing catch up. We can start with the conclusion. What has God said? What did he mean by what he said? Okay, what do I do in light of what he said and what he meant by what he said? But our world is set up to trick us. It's like the man who said, came home and showed his wife 20 fish, huge fish, 20 of them. She said, come on, you caught all them fish? Yeah, I promise you, I caught all these fish. She said, now before God, did you catch all these fish? Say, yeah, I went to the fish store and told him to throw them to me. And I caught them. Now, was it a fact? Yes, he caught them. Was it the truth? No. See, you see, and what the world does, it tells you it catches fish. It doesn't want to give you the original source. Because truth has to have a point of origin that is absolute and perfect. And in our humanity, we discover it. That's why we go to church, study science and all of that. So the question that you're going to have to answer, I'm going to have to answer, you're going to have to talk to your friends about answering, is this: what will be the standard of your determining truth? Will it be your feelings that change? Will it be your intellect that's finite? Will it be your moral instincts that differ? Because I may think something's okay, you may think it's not okay, so we don't have the same moral code. So what's going to be the standard? If you go to England, you know they're prim and proper. And if you go to England, a lot of the men will wear three-piece suits. And they'll, you'll see them often reaching into their vest, pulling out a watch, and they'll look at it. Then you'll see them look up. Then they'll look back down. Then they'll look up. Well, when they look up, they're looking at Big Ben. Because in order for them to know whether that watch and clock is right, they look up to the standard. And Big Ben is the standard. Amen. If what you have is different than what Big Ben says, you don't go to the tower and adjust Big Ben. You change your watch. Guess what? God is Big Ben. When it comes to our lives, our decisions, he wants us to look up and then check what we think, how we were raised, what mama said, what daddy said, what I think, what my professor said. And don't be telling Big Ben what to do. You are just down here. It is time for those of us who name the name of Jesus Christ, who declare we believe in God, to return to the truth, to not apologize for being a person of the truth. Now, we're going to talk about how you do it. We're going to talk about speaking the truth in love. We're going to talk about the sensitivities involved. We're going to do all that because people are hurting, people are confused and all of that. But you still shouldn't be wavering on the truth, the absolute divinely authorized objective standard by which reality is measured. It's the original source. And when you and I do that, we decide that we're not just churchgoers, we're not just Christians, we are people of the truth on all subjects.
Amen.
And you can always know a person of the truth because they will want to know what God says. You will always know a person who is not of the truth because they don't want to hear what God has to say. Amen. That is the telltale sign. Do they welcome it? Or do they reject it? Not do they like it or not like it, because a lot of God's truth you're not going to like. I'll tell you that now. A lot of God's truth you're not going to like. They hated Jesus because he was of the truth. He says, and anybody who is of the truth hears me. So if they're not taking me seriously, that's because they don't take truth seriously. Because I'm full of grace and truth. So the challenge I give to us today, to all who are part of this ministry and this worldview, this kingdom agenda, this, this sphere of God's rule. Jesus says that it came down from above. He says it came down from the kingdom up there. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that we are supposed to make an imprint on earth from the information given in heaven. And so when you leave here and live your life, you must live it as a person of the truth, because that's the only way you'll get God's involvement. Amen. Because he will not fellowship with a lie, because in him there is no deceit, no deception.
Tony will come back in a moment to wrap up our time together with a final illustration. First, though, I want to remind you that what you've been hearing is part of a brand new sermon collection called Returning to the Truth. As always, the full-length versions of all 8 messages are available, and they include bonus material we haven't had time to present on the air. Best of all, we're making them available for a limited time as our gift when you make a contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with them, we'll include the just-released book I told you about earlier in the program, Kingdom Values, and our thanks for making this ministry possible. This special offer is only available for a limited time, so don't miss your chance to build your character and strengthen your spiritual foundation. All the details are waiting for you at TonyEvans.org, where you'll find hundreds of books, CDs, DVDs, Bible studies, and more. Most of which are marked down 41% right now, as we celebrate our 41st year in ministry. Don't wait. These special offers won't last long. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or get some in-person help from someone in our resource center by calling 1-800-800-3222. It's open 24/7. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. People who don't like following the rules in life basically have two options: break them and deal with the guilt, or get rid of the rules. Well, next week, Dr. Evans will explain why that second option is so popular these days and why it never works for very long. You won't want to miss that. Right now, though, Tony's back with this final illustration.
A ship was going down the waterway on a foggy evening. It was very treacherous, and it was back when they didn't have all the high-tech stuff that they have today. And there was a light that seemed to be an oncoming ship, and it was clear that they were possibly on a collision course. So the captain of the vessel sent the message, "Go 3 degrees north so that we don't crash." The message came back and said, "No, you go 3 degrees south so there is no crash." The captain said, "I told you, go 3 degrees north so that we don't collide." The message came back, "No, you go 3 degrees south so there is no crash." The captain said, "I am a naval officer in the U.S. Navy, and I demand that you go 3 degrees north." The message came back, "Absolutely not. I am the lighthouse. I don't move." Let's stop negotiating with God. He don't move. Amen. We must adjust and be people of the truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. Amen. So help you God.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.